You're listening to SBS News.
Members of Shepparton's Fijian community attending to a floral tribute at an orchard on the regional city's outskirts. The flowers mark the location where 52-year-old John Rakiku, a former international rugby player, collapsed and died while picking apples last month. Dave Rulini is Mr. Rakiku's cousin and he sponsored him to Australia.
He was supposed to have his day off that day, and then this contractor rang and said if they can go and pick apple at this other farm. He has to send money, so he needed to go and work and pick apples that day. And that was the day he passed away.
Mr. Rakiku is the 14th Pacific Islander to die on an Australian farm in the past 6 years. SBS is not suggesting his living or working conditions contributed to Mr. Rakiku's death following a suspected heart attack. But deaths of overseas labourers have only heightened the scrutiny on the sector, which has been faced by allegations of poor nutrition, overwork and underpayment in recent years. Alison Rahil from the Salvation Army says the farming sector has attracted allegations of exploitation of foreign seasonal workers.
The beatings they've experienced, the withholding of wages, the withholding of passports, the threats and intimidation, they are all slavery-like practices, and they're certainly happening now in Australia.
Many around Shepparton in Victoria's vast Goulburn Valley are Fijian and say false promises and poor working conditions are not uncommon. 31-year-old Fijian national Waisaki says he was approached by a middleman and promised a picking job, but the conditions were misrepresented.
I lived in a caravan that was supposed to be just for one person, and now four persons was living in it.
Waisaki claims his pay amounted to around half of what he was promised, so he quit, accusing the so-called middleman, also a worker on the farm, of cheating him.
I was really angry at him because every morning he would be telling us to go out and work hard, and whatever you get at the end of the week, just be happy with it.
The alleged recruiter denies sourcing labour from Fiji and denies underpaying workers or misrepresenting living and working conditions in Australia. Mr. Rakiku died on a farm he'd only gone to that day for some extra work. The property John Rakiku lived in and worked on is owned and operated by Steve Vigalaturo. The farmer believes he treats workers fairly and conditions on his property are adequate.
We provide just normal barracks, so they're just like a caravan, with toilets, showers, with the amenities. It's pretty basic, but it's only for probably 3 months of the year.
While not commenting on Mr. Rakiku's case, the Salvation Army's Alison Rahil suggests there's more exploitation in Australian workplaces than has so far been reported.
There's definitely slavery-like practices happening in a range of high-risk industries in Australia, and I think what I've seen is really the tip of the iceberg.
Johnny Blackali, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.